Well, I've titled this segment, Screw Old Beliefs. Now, ever since legal tender was first created, no one has ever had enough. So as we think money, we immediately think not enough. And now can you start to see the picture? Money equates to not enough, which equates to lack, which equates to feel bad vibrations, which faithfully supplies us more of precisely what we don't want any more of, lack. You have to work hard to get it. You don't get something for nothing. Money is hard to come by. Money is the root of all evil. You need to save for retirement. I'll be happy when I get it, meaning I can't be happy now. Money doesn't grow on trees. Repeat any one of those phrases out loud and see how you feel. Not too hot. What trips us up is we think money has to be earned and fought for and worked hard for and struggled for. All right, now is when you write a new script. Let's say you wanted to build a new patio onto your house that would cost around $25,000, okay? And let's say you thought about that $25,000 cost over and over without the slightest idea how to get it. Finally, depressed and frustrated outcomes. Oh, hell, forget the damn thing. Needless to say, that was before you knew about flowing energy, right? Okay, so let's say you think about that new patio now. This time, instead of staying in those old, oh, forget it feelings, you create a new script to paste a fresh, high vibration over the old one. Now, creating a new script is nothing more than making up a grand little daydream and stepping into it emotionally. And that's the important part. You got to get into your daydream emotionally, or you're just blowing hot air. You're concocting a present time whimsical narration about your want. Spoken out loud. Now, writing is second choice, by the way. Now, it must never, never be about what is going to happen, only about what has or is happening now. And you make the telling of this so real that you can just taste it. Remember, you got to feel the passion behind every word, because without the new feelings, you'll have no vibrational change. It's those intoxicating emotions behind your words that cause the positive vibrations necessary to bring this about. As the vortex begins to grow from each of your 16 seconds of happy relating, the high vibrations flowing out from you begin to cancel out the lower vibrations of the ones you're living now, overriding your current what is. Now, everything you need to bring your made-up little story into reality, including you, is being drawn into that new vortex. Okay, there are two ways to talk about your imagined fantasy. The first is like chatting with a friend, and the second is just a sort of musing out loud with yourself. So your conversation with a friend, let's say you're just sitting down having a beer or a cup of coffee with your friend. Conversation with your friend about the $25,000 might go something like this. Out loud, please, out loud. You know, Jack and I are so thrilled with that patio we just finished. We've wanted one for years, but never felt we should spend the money. But by golly, we just decided it was time to treat ourselves. And as soon as we decided that, the money came in as if by magic. Of course, it's all built now. And oh, we do love it so. We love it. Our favorite time is just after dinner. We sit out there, just the two of us. Now see, you're feeling every phrase, savoring every detail as you go along, okay? We sit out there under the stars, and do you know this whole thing has brought us closer together? Oh, sure, it was a big mess at first, but even the kids are using it now. And on, slowly feeling each new awareness of the same topic, reveling in each delicious moment of your descriptions. If you want to change the approach, pretend as if out loud to yourself, like, I can't wait till Jack comes home tonight. I've got his favorite dinner all ready for us to have on our new patio. Oh, I am so happy. I'm so happy with what we've done out there. And I especially love that magnificent stone we found for the flooring. And on you go, giving that money outlets to flow to. Tomorrow when you do this, talk about how it feels to soak in your new hot tub. And the next day when you do it, talk about out loud to yourself the new plants you just bought. And on, delighting in each little thing as you talk and feel, talk and feel, talk and feel. You've taken that $25,000 required for your new patio out of the old feel-bad scripting and created a shiny new dream script to paste over it. Of course, scripting is not just about material things. You can script for anything from a new or improved relationship to getting rid of the moles in your yard. My dog, Lucy, was just driving me bonkers, running up and down the long front fence and barking at anything that moved. I tried every maneuver in the dog books to get her to stop, but nothing worked. So finally, worn down and really kind of concerned, which obviously only caused more barking, I ventured into talking out a new script. How I love to watch that dog run up and down the front fences. I just love it. And then put on her brakes to simply sit at the fence line, quietly watching the walkers go by. I'm in the present, but I kept on going with the story. I went through that routine every day. 5 weeks dragged by before I saw the first sign. And Lucy didn't even run. She didn't even run. She just sat in the driveway and watched this guy jog past. The whole process took about 3 months before we really got there, which goes to show how strong my old beliefs were about not being able to reteach stubborn dogs kind of thing, you know. But when it came to money, my first attempts at re-scripting weren't anywhere near that successful. I was trying so hard to get into the surrealistic pictures of projects that were causing dollars to pour in that I was burying myself under a mountain of totally unbelievable stories. Gradually, it sank in that I really didn't need to create a Steven Spielberg production number, just a moderately believable little story. So instead of talking about money pouring in, I talked about how easy it was beginning to be to pay my bills. How nicely all my projects were falling into place. How my mortgage programs were being so well received out in the market. That felt good. So I told me a new twist on the same stories every day for weeks, creating new characters and new circumstances to keep the stories alive. Then it broke open. I got some astounding new ideas to bring in four times the business with half the usual effort. In a year and a half, my income increased by a breathtaking 830%. So if you have a hankering to travel, never mind how you're going to get the dollars. Just start chatting your fantasy script and flowing feel-good energy to where you want to go, as if you were there right now. Feel the breezes, taste the food, wear the tan. If you've always wanted to own a racehorse, never mind how you're going to get the dollars. Start talking about your script and flowing feel-good energy to the kind of horse you want, as if you had him right now, along with the trainer, the facilities, the applause. Feel the mane, smell the horse smells, wear the roses. That's all there is to it. You replace the old negative script vibration of, I can't, I don't know how, with a positive new one, as if you were living your fantasy this very moment, until you feel the whole thing click in and you feel it become real. You are no longer a reactor to conditions. Now you have become a creator of conditions.